hills on a mountain, a house only one around, and I'd seen her once or twice when she came into town. And it was soon that I started dreaming. Our friends would laugh at me, saying no hermit girl like she would fall in love with me. And she lives on a mountain, a house only one around. And she lives on a mountain, a house only one around. Most beautiful to see, can I fall in love with thee?
La 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 was called Haywood Lane. It's a plotted place down where we live. We've never been to, but yeah, we like the name, so we just wrote a song about it. And then next one is up is you guys. What was it? This is a. It's not the next one's a Richard Thompson song. It's off the Henry the Human Fly album. John is going to take the vocal.
So cold and so sad, the river too weary to flood. The storming wind cut through to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. I was looking for trouble to tangle my line. Trouble came looking for me. I knew I was standing on treacherous ground. I was sinking too fast to run free. With a scheming, idle ways, she left me pouring out. The storm to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. I would not be asking, I would not be seen, a begging on mountain or hill, but I'm ready and blind with my hands tied behind. I've neither a mind nor a will. With her scheming, idle ways, she left me pouring out. The storming wind cut through to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. Bitter the need of the Portage boy, he'll always believe what they say. They tell him it's hard to be honest and true. Does he mind if he doesn't get paid? With a scheming, idle ways, she left me. My skin, but she cut through to my blood.
They walked a bit shit that went. You were a bit late. They walked. Oh dear me, fucking. They worked. Jesus fucking Christ. Right, okay. They walked for 3 days in the name of the Lord. And you can laugh, but there's no joke, it's true. And you can lie awake trying to sense this love when only the sea makes sense. Only the sea's a friend. Round the coast to Broadhaven, And you can watch someone suffer with hardly lending a hand, when only the sea makes sense. Only the sea's a friend. So come on, drink up the sunshine and let your love flow on through. Good times, they come round again, when you can lie awake and sense this love. Only the
so you ask a question and we have to sing it. Okay,
okay, yes, please. No, okay. You will sing all of the answers.
Oh.
Gorky Zygotic Monkey. And it's much disputed how that last word is pronounced, because it's a Welsh spelling, and this is a Welsh band, but it's Monkey.
Monkey. It's not actually the Welsh spelling.
It's wrong. Not?
Well, the Welsh is the W where the Y is. For some reason, we had to be awkward and sort of
and put the Y
wrong
in
both languages.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's totally confusing to me. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for asking us. It's been a lovely room you got.
I mean, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've agreed to sing the entire interview.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh my God.
No, thank you for being had. Really had.
We're very happy.
Really had. Okay, enough goofing around. This is
serious stuff.
This is serious professional radio. God damn it.
It is. Sorry.
Gorky Zygotic Minky Monkey.
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 We've gone through this.
You still got it wrong.
Man, I still got it. I was up half the night rehearsing that word.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Richard James on guitar and John Lawrence as well on guitar, both acoustic guitars today, and Eros Childs on piano and the vocals, most of the lead vocals, Megan Childs on violin, and Eros Rollins?
Same, yeah, Iris Rollins on the... What is that crate, is it?
And Iris on percussion of various kinds. Whatever we had laying around. There's no drum kit here today. So it's tambourine, shaker, and funny little things.
Hippie.
And engineered by Martin Cable. And thank you. Thank you, Martin. And
thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
And also want to thank Mike Jorgensen for also coordinating the technical end of things here on the WFMU side. Thank you for being here, Mike.
Thank you.
And to Scott Williams for being on hand and helping out.
Thank you,
Sue Braun is Scott Williams' driver, so I want to thank her too. And from Mercury Records, Garrett Tesla. And thank you. And now here goes. Okay, I'm going to say this Welsh name. Looks like an eye chart, but they tell me this is a name, and it's pronounced Alan.
There he goes.
Drum roll.
There he goes.
Lloyd.
Lloyd. Lloyd. I'm sorry. My plate keeps slipping when I do that. Lloyd. Right?
Lloyd.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got it now. And thanks. Thanks for coming. You were at the Knitting Factory last night, and that was a full house at the Knitting Factory,
yeah,
and there was
it was a good crowd, wasn't it?
It was a good crowd.
Yeah.
The people who could not get in were not happy, I got to tell you. There were people on the street who were really pissed off that they couldn't get in.
Sure, and bought tickets before.
Milling around. And as usual, Knitting Factory made the worst of a bad situation. There was yelling and screaming. And right out in front of the club, there was some guy screaming at the top of his lungs. Yeah. I didn't know what that was
about.
He
didn't have a leotard on, did he? Because he was walking around screaming his head off.
Oh, no, I saw that guy, too.
And he was asking people, where's my drummer? Where's my drummer?
Yeah, he was in another band. Yeah.
Oh, right, it was a jazz thing that was going on downstairs, I think.
He was wearing purple Lycra long pants. And you know what? That's why he was so mad. It was about 105 degrees outside. And he was, you know, he was wearing very uncomfortable spandex, and it was probably riding up on him a little bit. So he lost his temper. Anyway, it was a great show last night at Knitting Factory, and a really packed house. They also had some sort of festival, one of those music industry festivals going on.
That's what it was. It was an industry thing, was it?
Yeah, the Intel thing.
What is Intel, anyway?
Yeah. Oh, it's computer.
Chips.
Right, chips. Yeah. Right, not the greasy kind that tastes good, but the kind that go in a, you know, whatever. Anyway. You know, I was love your album covers to death. Who does the album cover?
We sacked him, so he doesn't do it anymore. But he was a man called Alan Holmes. He was like an uncle to us.
We weren't offended
with his artwork or anything. We just it got a bit too much by the end. You know, a bit we wanted a kind of a bit of a change. You know?
Uh huh. So okay.
So he's in a band called Ectogram, actually.
Oh. But he got a little weird on you, and you had to...
No, he wasn't weird. No, he understood the thing. It was okay.
But he's no longer with the band.
No, he produced as well. He was producing stuff.
Okay. Well, we can invent a story about him. We won't want to later.
Yeah.
You guys are going home right after this recording, right? I mean, not right
well,
after. Now, actually, some of you are.
We're going tomorrow.
Right, some of the guys, the engineer Martin is going to be on a plane tonight, and the technical guys. But you, Gorky's, are going to stay in New York for a couple of days before.
Yeah,
you
we're going tomorrow as well.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're going back to Heathrow and then back home.
Yeah.
And so this is not your first time in the U.S. You've been here before, and it would
about
play
two
the
years
Knitting Factory.
Ago,
we did the
CMJ thing.
Right, opening up for.
Cardigans,
okay. Yeah, I heard somebody else as well.
Bloody awful band playing after us. Really bad, what do they call it? They were on Mercury as well. They did a cover version of I Will Survive. Really, really bloody terrible.
Cake. Gloria Gaynor?
Cake.
Cake.
Cake, that's it.
Okay, let's diss them too.
Oh, well, I wasn't dissing on Holmes. Like, I was telling it like it is.
Bloody awful band is not a diss in any way.
They were, no, very awful. No, I was dissing Cake, yeah.
Well, I guess you're probably looking forward to getting home. And how long has this tour been? And has it been fun to be in the U.S. of A.?
It's only one gig. It wasn't much of a tour, really.
Really?
Yeah, so we did.
They flew you over for this one deal?
Oh, we flew ourselves over, didn't we? No, we didn't. No, they flew us over.
That makes you sound much more mighty and important. You say that they flew you over.
They flew us over, yeah.
Right, and they kissed your ass all the way.
Kissed us, yeah. They did.
In a private jet.
Yeah. And really, thanks to Mercury, we really bothered Garrett at Mercury and stayed. And we were just the biggest pests. But they really came through, and Garrett did a lot of work to get you guys out here. So we really do appreciate it. And we hope you come back. You guys did four songs, and you did one Richard Thompson song. That first song, I don't think you said what that was, but that's She Lives on a Mountain?
Yeah, we wrote it just now. Wrote it when we came in.
Yeah.
It's a good way to do it, isn't it? It's good to do something quite spontaneous, you know, a bit different.
Oh.
So we only played it about three times for playing it. It's a bit ropey, that's the reason.
No, it was beautiful.
No, good.
Went very well. And Haywood Lane.
Yeah.
And the Richard Thompson song, Poor Ditching Boy?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. His songs, just like suicide material, you know? In the best sense, it's just razor and bathtub music, you know? And then only...
Run a nice hot bath.
Yeah.
Put Richard Thompson record.
Hand me that straight razor. Mm. And Only the Sea.
only see makes sense. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
and a little song that we did off mic about a tight butt.
Oh, tight butt, oh yeah. Well, yeah, we were going to do it, but it's...
it reminds me to get in the gym.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, do a little work.
He was doing Robert Miles, wasn't he? Every, what's it called, that song? Diddle-ding, ding-ding-ding.
Crap. It's another band.
Robert Miles. Yeah, so.
Come on, do it right now. I'm just kidding. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
It's thank really you. Nice to meet you guys. And we're going to be moving our radio station about 10 miles from here, but we'll be right outside New York City in Jersey City.
Oh.
Very near a statue to Polish war heroes that has a soldier with his sort of stretched out with a bayonet running right up through his chest and sticking up into the sky. It's the most gruesome thing.
It's grim, isn't it?
Yes. So when you get off, when you next time you come to see us, just look for the Polish statue of
the
dying Polish dude. And the station's right up the road. And so we'll meet you there. We'll see you.
Yeah, we'll come back again and we'll do a couple of songs. Then.
Yeah.
We'll do more songs next time. We'll work out more.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Well, you... It was very nice of you guys to come and play today. We really enjoyed it. Next year in Jersey City. Gorky's Zygotic Monkey.
Bye.
Bye.